From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. French President Emmanuel Macron was sitting with other dignitaries as the names of 86 victims of the extremist terrorist attack last year in Nice were read aloud and posted on a board to form the shape of a heart.
La colère de beaucoup s'est concentrée sur la puissance.
Macron said he understood the anger directed at the government following the attack and that the state must face up to its responsibilities. It was a day-long commemoration that moved Macron and the other dignitaries. Congo police say that a group of assailants carrying guns and machetes staged an attack in the capital's main market, killing at least two people and seriously wounding six police officers. Here's how one witness described it.
It started around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. We were selling here, and then suddenly we heard gunshots. There was a first gunshot and then a second gunshot. We saw people running to the place where the administrator's office is. There was a real panic everywhere in the market. We lost some of our goods. The market administrator died. The central market was paralyzed, and we closed everything. These people are killing men in uniforms, and that's not good.
At least one of the attackers has been arrested. Senator Charles Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has asked Donald Trump Jr. to testify about his June 26 meeting with Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya. Trump Jr. has said he is willing to testify voluntarily, but Grassley said that if he needs to, he will subpoena Trump Jr. if necessary. This is VOA News.